All right, everybody, going live right now. Right past me, so let's see the police car go in the background. I think I have this new hands-free thingamajig this guy's doing here. I'm kind of stuck in traffic. Maybe the guy who's in the police car is watching me. You can see that shit right there. Watch out. Troopers. Just trying to leave town here. Hey, listen, I had a guy reach out to me this morning. I'm not going to say what agency, where he's from. He asked me about doing pedestrian stops and what my thoughts were on how to effectively enforce pedestrian stops. My guess is, through his title and the company that he works for, is that he probably has not much to work with but pedestrian stops. That's my guess, in the place where he's probably positioned at this junction. Obviously, you can figure out that he's somewhere in a commuter traffic is what he's dealing with. And I have to tell you, it's a very effective method. There's tons of different ways on going about doing interdiction. And it's not just in a police car. I've shown the videos about doing interdiction in, interdiction in parking lots. There's stationary, there's patrolling neighborhoods. There's foot traffic, there's bike traffic. There's all sorts of different things, but the same principles apply here. If you're in a setting where all you have is to work with is foot traffic, that's okay. My advice to you is get very familiar with what the motor vehicle laws are for your state on what you can enforce on pedestrian foot traffic. And the same rules apply. It's like a traffic stop. Now, I'm going to tell you a few things. One, you got to let your agency know what you plan on doing and why you're doing it. Because when you stop somebody who jaywalked or walked against the signal or did something that violated your motor vehicle law that pertains to pedestrians, and the guy doesn't want to comply, and you end up having to tackle him and arrest him or whatever it may be, you're going to want your agency to understand what you're doing before you do it. Because when you show up and you're the first person in the history of your agency that's ever done pedestrian motor vehicle enforcement, you have to let them know, like, look, guys, I'm not going to be breaking everybody's balls out there. It's not the name of the game. I'm going to be trying to profile people, again, not based on creed, color, religion, based on their behaviors and the reaction to my presence. And maybe you're seeing somebody go somewhere on a train and come back an hour later with a bag. You know, maybe they left with a backpack that was empty. Now the backpack's full. They're kind of giving you that quick look, those eyes. You can catch on when somebody's up to no good. And I got to tell you, really, you got to get, as a good interdiction person, if you're trying to get better in your game, you must get what your condition of belief criminal looks like out of your head. I mean, keep that in your head, but you have to open your mind and expand to what they could be. There's a lot of people who get away with shit because they don't look typical of what we believe is a criminal. So that's my advice to you. But make sure you let your people know, like, hey, man, I'm not going to be like going out here writing tickets to every per, like to people who seem like they're decent folks. But when I find somebody, it's like a pretextual stop, except it's foot traffic, right? It's pedestrian traffic. Same thing. There's other clues and reasons why you're picking this person out, and the excuse to stop them, and again, is going to be your motor vehicle violation. Now, I know the guys at the airports and some of the subways and things like that, they all have more discretion as to what they can do because of the safety. There's actual case law on it, I believe, that they can do a lot more different things, which is great. But also, guys, don't undermine the mere inquiry, right? Like going out, seeing somebody that you think is a character of interest and engaging them and saying hello, giving a handshake. Like people, like when's the last time you stuck your hand up to somebody and they were like, I'm not shaking your hand. You may run across it, but more than likely, you're going to engage somebody with a handshake. And that's going to lock them in. They're going to feel weird to not converse with you. Now, it's a mere inquiry, right? You can talk to anybody as a cop. You can walk up and talk to anybody you want. You can even ask for identification. You're allowed to. If they don't want to give it to you, you don't have a reasonable suspicion to ask for it. And when I say reasonable suspicion, that means it can start at a mere inquiry, can rise to the level of investigative detention. Once you start developing some more suspicion, you know, start, oh shit, this thing's falling down. Hold on. Got this new thing. Oh, seatbelt stuck too. Son of a bitch. One second, boys and girls. Hold on. This freaking thing. Fine, let's see how this works. So it can start a mere inquiry and it goes to an investigative detention. All right, I'm holding the fucking camera. Fuck this. I'm getting a new fucking stand. All right, so you can begin to get to that level. And when you've developed enough reasonable suspicion to convert that mirror inquiry to an investigative detention, then you can hold that person and you can compel identification if they didn't want to provide it to you with the mirror inquiry. Again, remember, the difference is the kind of wording you use, the overbearing and harassing language. So have a conversation with people. This is the same thing with your motor vehicle stops. So, Matt, I know, man. Sorry, dude. Hands on a wheel. Sorry, brother. But yeah, dude, I was a cop. I delivered pizza before. I drove my whole life. I can do amazing things in a car. I can do a lot of stuff at the same time while I'm driving, brother. Believe me. So that's what I'm saying to you. Now, if you have somebody that committed a motor vehicle offense, pedestrian related or bicycle related in your presence, and you're stopping them and you can't find who they are, well, that goes back to the same rules as State versus Pierce and State versus Lark. Where if you can't figure out who somebody is and they're subject to a summons, then they're subject to arrest. And that's where you see all these bike cases and passenger seatbelt cases and passenger and people walking. There's a guy in a North Jersey department who makes the second most arrests in his whole agency per volume, and all he does is enforce pedestrian traffic. I know this for a fact. The guy literally just waits for people to get off the bus, and he gets a shitload of drugs and guns and all sorts of stuff. I got a question coming in here. Let me just one hand this thing at the same time. Fuck it, I'll two hands. I don't care. All right. Interesting container back. Dude, that's actually a foot massager I'm giving a gift to somebody. Mikey Gromek. Well, yeah, I got BJ's in the car, bro. For sure. Well, this is an MVA waiting to happen. Waiting to get to the office. Yeah, John, I'm trying to. I got a busy day, man. I wanted to answer this because I'm swamped. I got to get to the office. I got to work, and I have a friend of mine from high school who's happens to be in New Jersey. I haven't seen him in 15 years, so he's coming over this evening, and I got to go back home. So I'm just getting in, get some of the work done that I got to get done, and come back about 30 minutes from my office. So this is the time that I can find to talk to you guys. But again, I have to emphasize this over and over again. Your administration has got to be behind you doing proactive police work. If you tell this to your lieutenant, and he says, if you do this, I'm going to cut your wiener off, guess what? You can't do it. You just got to pay attention. Don't break balls. You're not going to change things. Do the best job that you can. But if they are adamantly against you being creative and apprehending criminals, and unfortunately, there's a lot of agencies that don't want this kind of work. It's sad, but it's true. And somebody asked me recently, like, why does a certain agency that's an agency that we all know, not want their police officers doing proactive police work? And I'm like, because in their mind, it's no drugs, no complaints, no problems. Tickets are quick. They're a quick transaction, and they make money. So that's the name of the game for that. It's hard to get somebody who's never engaged in this kind of activity to understand what you're trying to do. So if you can't communicate that, I'm sorry. Like, it's unfortunate, but it's not worth your job. It's not worth you getting in a fight with your administration. You're not going to win. Like, you're just not. It's unfortunate, but it's true. So hopefully you guys can take from this, go out, you can talk to people, you see them violating law, it's like a traffic stop, you can stop them, you can compel identification when you have a violation. If they can't provide it, and you can't figure out who they are, you can take them under State versus Pierce, New Jersey court rules, I think it's 7:2, if you read those, warrant in lieu of a summons, and State versus Lark 2002, where it says the driver persists concealing his identity, the police may continue to detain the person, the driver, or take him into custody. But when they say driver, they mean anybody who violated Title 39, hence why these effective arrests and these critters who were trying to hide, these criminals, these people who are trying to lay low get caught, because we get a little more fucking savvy than they are. And we're using the law to our advantage. Nothing is illegal. It's maybe makes some people uncomfortable who've never done proactive police work. Sure it is. But it's all savvy. It's all legal. It's all legit. One of the best compliments I ever heard is I had a high-level administrator of police department say that I used the law correctly to be sneaky. And it's just such a funny, and that was a negative connotation from him. And it's interesting that, like, that's kind of exactly what we do. So what you're saying is I do things the right way, right? So I'm always going to be an advocate of doing things the right way. I'm never going to be an advocate of doing things the wrong way or anything illegal. Don't get into that habit of doing things that aren't right. If there's a car that you can't justify stopping, don't build a house on a bad foundation, guys. You just don't want to do it that way. Know your shit. Go out there. scoop these folks up. If on these pedestrian stops they violate motor vehicle law, they don't want to provide their identification, and you have to take them in for obstructing administration of law. That's legit. That's Steve versus Pearlstein in New Jersey. I'm sure it applies in every other state. And you have to have your administration behind you and let them know before you employ these methods what you're going to be doing and why you're going to be doing it, and see how the results are going to be before they shut you down. So this way, they have your back. And if they're like, you ain't doing that, that's a good incentive to not engage in that kind of activity. Hopefully it's a lot for everybody. Let's see, my phone's buzzing, so people coming in for more questions. Who's sexting you, Matt? It could be you, Mr. Hudson. All right, guys, if you need anything, reach out to me. I know we have a lot of calls coming in. Everybody's getting real interested about trying to have me come out to their state. It's possible. We're working on a video right now to explain if you want to host a class, what's required. I'll just give you a heads up. If it's out of state, we're looking for 30 people. It really falls in the hands of the person who wants to put it together. You're going to have to reach out to your contacts. Although we're getting some traction and I'm getting some recognition in New Jersey and obviously a little popular here. It's still very, very obscure. It's still very early in the game. Doesn't mean that I don't bring value to what you need in your area. A lot of guys are watching these videos, and it's really, really amazing for me to be getting messages and emails from guys all day long across the country and how their game's changing from these videos. And I'll just continue to do it, man. And I told the guy this morning, like, I feel like this is what I was put on earth to do, is to help everybody else out in law enforcement. And I used to think I was one dude doing a lot of work and locking a lot of cats up, 2-3 bodies a day. And I do a lot more work as 11,800 people in a group, and we are effective. This is not you. You don't have to criticize it. That's fine. I don't have any animosity towards the people who aren't proactive. If you work in a place in the state where you've been burnt out, like, I get it, man. Nobody's telling you to do things you don't want to do, but I certainly can offer advice for people here who want to do those things, or guys who run into those situations. Even if you don't want to do it all the time, it's good to at least know what you have to do when you do it. See you later.